Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Today is December the 7th. Isn't it funny? December the 7th, Pearl Harbor, when we were viciously attacked by the Japanese Empire. And we were caught on a Sunday morning before going to church. And thank God the aircraft carriers were out at sea, otherwise we would have lost our entire fleet. And in 4 short years, we settled the score with everybody who gave us trouble. Fantastic country then, not so fantastic now. Now they are trying Navy SEALs for giving a terrorist a fat lip. Now they're trying a Marine colonel with 7 kids, and the 7th one is on the way, who has put more time in combat zones than the entire House and Senate are put together. And they're trying him to make an example out of him for fighting back for America. And this is what we have today. Plus, the EPA is getting ready to drive out of the United States the last remaining vestiges of American business, and they're going to drive them all into China. And I'm going to do a little research right now, and when I come back, I'm going to... You know what blows my mind? It's like I'm getting an awakening. After all these years, I've come to the fact that there are people in this country at Christmas time who cannot say the word Christ. No matter how involved in the circumstances they are, they cannot say the word Christ. They cannot say Christmas. They can't. It's like they've got a speech impediment. I'm going to give you an example. A couple we know just sent us a Christmas card. Now, they're not of the same religion that we are. But, Max Nix, Not snakes. What's the difference? And you come to my house, you're going to see crucifixes. You're going to see a picture of the Last Supper in the dining room. You're going to see Irish blessings. You know where I'm coming from. Okay? So here's what they send me. A picture of a male and female cardinal. And they're not even clergy. They're birds. And a snowman with a big carrot nose. With a Santa hat on. And the snowflakes. Wonderful. My mother used to look at the back and see how much they paid for it. She could read the Hallmark pay codes. And here's what it says. It's, dear my name and my wife's name. And then stamped in the card is, have a bright and happy holiday season. All the best for the holidays. And it's signed by two people who we know and love. Come on. Can't you say the word Merry Christmas? Can't you say Jesus? You know I'm a Catholic fanatic. Can't you at least treat me to a Ave Maria? Can't you give me a Hail Mary? How can you send me this goddamn insult? This is an insult. Absolutely. Stamped. Have a bright and happy holiday season. You can't say Jesus. The kid's having a birthday on the 25th of December. Go to your Gregorian calendar that was designed by Pope Gregory. And every time you look up a date on that calendar, you're praying the prayers of the Catholic Church. You don't even know it. Nobody knows it's a Gregorian calendar, Tom. That's what it is, baby. And you know what comes up tomorrow? The Immaculate Conception. Oh, and how the Antichrist people hate that holiday. Holy Day, excuse me. I don't want that communist atmosphere creeping in to my love of God and country. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Oh, how they hate that. How a woman like Madonna could take the name of the Blessed Virgin and mock it and make billions. Make billions, her and Lucifer. Unbelievable. But you know, what goes around comes around. It sure do. It sure do. Ask Billy Joel what happened to his daughter in New York yesterday. Billy Joel's daughter took an overdose of pills. You see, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And the cap doesn't stay on the bottle. What goes around comes around. If your daddy did drugs, chances are you be doing drugs. And America's up for sale. And if your daddy got money, chances are the drug dealer will find you. And daddy will pay the bill. What happened to the Joker? The Joker, who won everybody's love and affection in The Patriot. The Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot. And what happened to the Joker? He got dark and mysterious. He made a movie about having sex with a horse. And the next thing you know, he's dead in a hotel room in New York. Life is over, career is over, and they drag him off the stage and never to be remembered. Tell me about it. Tell me what goes around doesn't come around. And now Tiger Woods has fallen. And they want to punish some a comedy a guy on Saturday Night Live because he made fun of Tiger Woods, the sacred icon. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. And Billy Joel's got his hands full. He had the world. The world was his oyster. And now he's a clam. Self-inflicted wounds. You can't stray far from God. If you do, the devil will get you. The devil's out there, man. He's got your name on a list. All these people that evaporated early in life, not one of them ever turned to God. Lenny Bruce, he was an idol. He was a role model for all the comedians. He died on the toilet with a needle in his arm. Lenny never turned to God. Lenny would still be alive today. Marilyn Monroe. Oh, Marilyn. We have pictures of her smoking pot. Yay. Dig her up. See what she looks like. Marilyn never turned to God. If you don't turn to God, how can God turn to you? Anna Nicole Smith. She married an older guy, made $1 billion. She had a little bit of a drug problem. Did you see you painted up looking like a Halloween scary witch? Her son died before she did, and they all died of drugs. But we don't have a problem. Not in America. No, not us. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie? Impossible. All the politicians are crooks? Impossible. Ahmed Karzai's a crook. But not the boys in the House and the Senate. Not the boys with 2 families. One at home and 1 in Washington, D.C. Not the ones that take honorariums. Taking an honorarium is not dishonorable. Taking champagne contributions and building a war chest that never goes to war. That's how we get around the law. We made the law. We know how to get around it. Suck wind, boys. Suck wind. Get another job, because your government is your Jones. They are going to be the tax monkey on your back. And they have no intentions of cutting expenses. Oh, by the way, if we get rid of the EPA, we save $25 billion a year. Tea, anybody? Here's food for thought. Why is the Rainbow Coalition all black? Why is it that more Christians worry about Israel than Israel does?
Hushed were the glad hosannas. morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow.
I did not pay tribute to the mother of all mothers. Not the mother of all battles, the mother of all mothers. The example that women look up to. If you go to a church after Mass and you see the people who stay behind and they go and pray in front of statues or light a candle, you will see the majority of women go to the statue of the Blessed Mother. The most neglected statue is a Saint Joseph. And if he could talk, I think he would say, well, you know, they got me working day and night. Thank God I got a trade. I try to teach my kid a trade, but he doesn't want to learn. He thinks he's going to save the world. But Saint Joseph, he could tell you a few things. But if you notice, you'll see there are the number one statue that women turn to is a woman like themselves, who has suffered as a woman, I mean, she lost her son. He was 33 years old. She only had him for a short while. So when you look at that pietà, it says everything. Every time I see that pietà, I see a gold star mother who has lost a son protecting this country. So let me give a tribute to the Blessed Mother, who is mocked as much as her son by the elitists and the people, the baronists. They are barren because they have no God. They are barren because they have no country. And they think that when the United States falls, that the world will take them in. You see how one smear gets started and it spreads like wildfire, and everybody all of a sudden is an expert on Hamid Karzai. I'm just watching O'Reilly, and him and Juan Williams are agreeing that Hamid Karzai is a crook. Now, neither of them know what a Bush Kiki is. They have no idea how the average Afghani thinks. They have no idea. They just listen to the innuendo that's passed on by other flunkies. My question tonight is, how many mirrors does O'Reilly have in his house? And when does he have cutouts on the mirrors, like one where he's got a papal costume, when he sticks his head in, he looks like the Pope? And another where he has an outline of Patton, and when he sticks his head in, he looks like General Patton. Unbelievable that these two guys can banter on TV and malign an alleged crook, Hamid Karzai. He's our crook. We put him there. We're the ones that gave him the right to do what he's doing. And he is a better ally, and you're safer with Hamid Karzai than you are with anybody in Pakistan. You're safer with Hamid Karzai than you are with the Pakistani secret police. The only one who's safe in Pakistan is bin Laden. But you notice we're not taking the big guys to task. We're going to pick on little Hamid. Little Hamid and his small population of Afghanis. And never forget, on 9/11, there were 19 terrorists on planes. 15 were Saudis. Not one was Afghani. Okay? And the Afghanis are trapped in the Afghan ghetto. And they're at the mercy of warlords and drug lords. And all they want to do is survive. And now the president's told them, we're going to cut and run. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think Hamid Karzai's going to do? You don't think he took a look at Hillary Clinton, Madeleine Albright, watched how the Bush was taken apart for fighting back? You don't think he can't evaluate the situation to his advantage or disadvantage? What is he going to do? Sadly, Fox is not doing its due diligence. They are not confirming how much of a crook Karzai has. They're not confirming it with facts. They're not giving you the names of everybody that's behind the persecution and prosecution of the four Navy SEALs. They're not giving you the names and higher-ups who's behind the prosecution of Colonel Chesani. They are not doing their due diligence. Yet, Obama accuses them of not being a news team, and they run all kinds of ads. We're a news team. Don't run the ads. Give us the people behind the scenes. Expose the judge who's going to hear the five Al-Qaeda. Expose the routine that was created so that we could put on this Scopes monkey trial. And how come in all of New York, not one fifth columnist, communist, representative, congressman, or senator has stood up and said, we don't want this monkey trial here in the United States. Let them try them in Afghanistan and execute them there. Let them try them in Gitmo and feed them to the sharks. No. We're going to put on a Scopes monkey trial. And Eric Holder should be arrested and sentenced to a debt for what he has done. He has sent an invitation to Al-Qaeda to come once again to New York and to put the people of New York City on the run. And it's only going to take 50 terrorists, 50 cabs, and 50 guns bought from the local drug dealers. And you'll find out. You better pray to God that it doesn't happen. Oh, and on the international front, Hillary Clinton is going to listen to the pleas of the family, of the liberal family that raised a liberal brat that went to Italy and took part in a drug murder. A drug sex murder. Yes, with her liberal upbringing. The cream of Sigma Chi. And Hillary is going to listen to the lamentations of her liberal parents who created the monster. Yes. And they're going to blame the Italians for being anti-American. But they didn't say boo when the Italians wouldn't let American commandos take the murderers of Leon Klinghoffer off a NATO base and bring them to the United States for trial. And the Italians drew their guns on the Americans, and the Americans had to back down. You didn't hear any outrage then. You didn't hear any outrage when Mike Savage was labeled by Arab terrorists as a terrorist to be lumped in with them by the former United Kingdom, the ex-United Kingdom, the divided kingdom. And Mike Savage was labeled a terrorist, and not one American stood up for his rights. Not one fellow American stood up for his rights. Not one American said, we will boycott Britain till they take Mike Savage off the list. We won't go there. We won't go there. We'll treat them worse than we treat France. And Mike Savage would have been off the list in 10 minutes. But no. America has no chutzpah. America is just a little rag doll that people drag around and make fun of. Ah, but get caught with 10 pounds of hashish in Turkey, and liberal Johnny's mom and pop want to send the 7th Fleet there, and all the people that volunteered to defend America, except for little Johnny, who's trying to get weed into the airport. Yeah, this is what we need. The American way. I say let them rot in Turkey, and I say let her rot in Italy, and they should put her parents in jail too for creating such a beast. Bartender, cheer me up. Do you know, after December 7th, 1941, do you know what one of the most popular songs that was sung during the heat of battle? Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You know what? If they tried to sing that song today, they'd all be put in ACLU prison. Maybe you need a 911 flashback. It happened twice in New York, and now Eric Holder is going to become a three-time loser.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out and everybody was saying, oh my God, and they're in tears, they're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up and I saw this huge plume of smoke and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke. And next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
Looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody read, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the
Oh, the red heart
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
And the next time you see a picture of a World War II vet, an old, out-of-shape guy with a tear in his eye, you just remember this. He gave you the best years of your life. He has saved you from annihilation. You don't realize it. That's because you're a schmuck. But here's a little flashback. Here's previews of coming attractions.
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read about heroes, and I wanted the same to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
Small birds whistled and did sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree, and the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. 'Twas early, early on Tuesday night,
the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. To my misfortune and sad downfall, I was taken prisoner by Lord Cornwall. I bear no hate against living things, but I love my country above the king. I alone am left of my native race. I will go to Wexford and take their place. When I was marching o'er Wexford Hill, oh, who could blame me for to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my gentle mother I could see no more. When I was mounted on the gallows high, my aged father, he was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappy Boy. 'Twas in old Ireland this young man died, and in old Ireland his body lies. All you good people who do pass by, pray the Lord have mercy on the Crappy
Okay, so what is it? Tiger Woods is up to 11 women now? Oh, God. Are we in trouble or what? Where's all our role models? You know, I did a YouTube a video called We Need a Hero. Or I Need a Hero. It's a Pat Benatar song. and it says, "Where have all the men gone?" And it's really sad. It's really sad. And Ronald Reagan, when he was checking out his Irish ancestry, he found himself in Ballyporeen. And my father was from Tipperary, and he used to say, "Do you know what Ballyporeen is famous for?" And I'd say, "No, Dad, what?" He'd say, "Fleas." He says, "There's even a song that the fleas carried off all the men." And I think that's what's happened in the USA. The fleas have carried off all the men. How sad. How absolutely sad. We have no role models. No role models whatsoever. It's really tragic. It really is. My father-in-law was totally ashamed of baseball the day he learned that baseball players were charging for autographs. He was born as a street baseball fan, and when he's seen pecuniary and mercenary the game had become, he was totally disillusioned. It took all his love of baseball out of it. And it's really sad. And I like all of these Hollywood actors that come out and they want to seize big business and give the money to the people, but they don't want to share their box office receipts. Michael Moore, get a load of him, right? There's a guy who's fighting poverty. Yeah. And he's quite comfortable. You should be as comfortable as Michael Moore. Yeah. Al Gore is the best one. I mean, tonight half the country is in under snow 2 weeks before the first flake subsided normally. Oh, I'll tell you a good one. I had a guy in today. And this sums it all up. It sums it all up, this government waste. Government waste. That's what GW stands for, government waste. He works for the Federal Parks Department, okay? And 2 years ago, on an August day, he was ordered by his department to attend a seminar on global warming. And he's one of these guys, you know, if he had been around in revolutionary times, he would have been given a needle at the House of Burgesses to somebody. So he says, this guy comes in from Washington, and he comes up on the stage, and he opens up all of these graphs and charts, and he starts to go into how global warming is going to wipe everybody out in a few weeks. And this guy raises his hand, says, "I have a question." And the guy says, "What is it?" He says, "This is August. The temperatures are usually around 85 degrees. How come it's 65 degrees today?" And the guy says, "Come here." And he calls him up. He goes, "Get out of here and don't come back." How's that? So you know what he did? He went home. He couldn't go back to the job because they know he got thrown out of the class. So he went home. And the next day, they sent him back to the global warming seminar, and he went home again. And this is your government at work. And this is only one guy. Now, let's talk about global warming. Back in the time of Jimmy Carter, they decided that because everybody was pushing their cars into the gas pumps to get $2 worth, which was a gallon, or half a gallon, just let it sniff the fumes. There was a shortage. The Arabs decided to make us beg for gas, and we got our little begging cups out, and we begged for alms for gasoline. And there we were, fighting each other, pushing cars around. And the government says, we've got to conserve. So they issued an edict that nobody could have their thermostat higher than 68 degrees, I think it was. World Plaza with a dream. And I was going to get a government small business loan. But it turned out I wasn't Hasidim Eskimo. And so I didn't qualify. And I brought my business plan to an SBA advisor, and they had the formal SBA advisor, but he couldn't take his eyes off of a coffee boy. He was infatuated with the coffee boy, so he didn't hear a word I was saying. And then he dismissed me. And he told me I should get a few brochures and meet somebody from SCORE. A SCORE is retired executives. And when I went there with my application, the guy from SCORE looked down on me and said, "Why did you fill this application out in longhand? Don't you have a typewriter?" I said, "Well, the typewriter is part of the is part of the equipment package that I'm hoping to get with this SBA loan." And so he gave me two more brochures and another lecture. And I have no respect for SBA, none whatsoever. But let me tell you, I was in 26 Federal Plaza in the wintertime when Jimmy Carter had issued his edict that the whole world should be enrolled. And he also said that nobody should have the thermometer over 68. So I walked into 26 Federal Plaza, and I was hit with a Scirocco. All the windows were open, and all the radiators were working overtime. And everybody in the building had short-sleeved shirts on. And when the elevator opened up, there were 20 employees, each holding a coffee cup. And that's your government at work. Now, here's a sad story. A guy wants to be an entrepreneur. He goes into the trucking business. He builds his little business up, works his ass off day and night, takes jobs that nobody wants. You know how it is in the beginning. And he starts to accumulate fines from the city of New York. And they pull him over, and they have a new rule about the number of axles, so they hit him with a fine. And then they come and see him, and they demand to see his books. And they ask him for a list of his employees. And then they want to see the driver's tests that he gave his employees. In the meantime, this guy is trying to earn a living. He's got to put up with bureaucratic BS by guys who have nothing to do but time on their hands. So it turns out that one of his employees, he didn't give a test to. He never knew that he had to give a test. He thought they went to the motor vehicle and got tested. So when they got finished raising revenue on his broken back, he owed the city of New York $100,000 in fines. So what do you think he did? He went belly up. He now drives a school bus for the city. All right? They put the entrepreneur out of business. They put the taxpayer out of business. And now they're taking your tax money and paying him. In the meantime, the people that sold him vehicles no longer have a customer. The people who had jobs driving those vehicles no longer have a boss. Okay? And the service that he created is now being performed by other people who probably charge more. And everything gets passed on to you, the sucker consumer. And that's only one case. You can multiply that by 10,000. You can multiply it by 100,000. You can multiply it by 1,000,000. You can multiply it by 10 million because it's going on all over the land. Eventually, everybody will be working for the government and communism will be the law of the land. You think about that. And you think about all those mom and pops who they say are the backbone of the business. But you know what? Things are so bad at mom and pop's, they're starting to let mom go. And then when somebody does make it, they call him lucky. And when he fails, they all know the reason why. All the experts know the reason why. But should he make it, well, he was lucky.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain from a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
I picked that song because this morning on Fox, I saw the Kardashians. Now, I saw the Kardashians coming on the scene about a year and a half ago as the media started to warm the country up to the Kardashians. When I see the Kardashians, I see a great-grandmother in that family looking for a cliff to jump off of. Because this is what life has brought the great Kardashian name to. Pigs in a blanket. I never saw. I even Madonna has more class than the Kardashians. Unbelievable. Absolutely. And they're passing them off as normal. Yeah. And one of them's getting married. What a wonderful event. And they show a picture at Christmas time of them pregnant in negligees. The Kardashians. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I hope my son brings home a Kardashian. Yeah, it better be a rug. Oh, God help us, man. This is absolutely, we are at the lowest of the low. We are the sickest of the sick. And they're on Fox. Fox is legitimizing them. Yeah. Next to O'Reilly will be whispering in their ear. That's EAR. Oh, God. Are we in trouble? We are absolute trouble, man. It's unbelievable. It really is. 50% divorce rate. That's among married people. That doesn't count all of the hookups. The hookups with the short-term leases. Prenup agreements. Whatever happened to whatever's mine is yours and whatever yours is mine. Yeah. What happened? We'll live on love. Yeah. Just sign this piece of paper here and say hello to Moist the lawyer. You know what? It's sad. It's really sad. The only person that we know that's getting a Christmas bonus this year is working for a lawyer. Oh, God. God. I think we got to bring Texas justice to the whole country. And the first thing we got to get rid of is the EPA. I once saw Kaiser Steel in California. That's the home of Barbara Boxhead. Now, there's a woman who hates children. Her idea is there should be a clinic on every block and there should be no survivors. This woman is evil personified. She is Beelzebub in a dress. And let me tell you something. There isn't a politician in California that deserves a job. There's not one in New York that deserves a job. There's not one in Massachusetts that deserves a job. There's not one in New Jersey that deserves a job. If you let these people come back in and reinfect the nation, you're going to have no country. You better learn a foreign language because English will not be spoken here. You better learn how to speak Ukrainian, Moldavian. You mean to tell me with all these people that come to this country, they can't take a 90-day course on how to say, hello, how are you? I love this country, everything free. They can't speak a few, I sick, no feel good, no work today. They can't learn a few words? Give me a break. Give me a break. But I got 9 social security numbers. They know that game. Yeah. Right now, all the universities should be empty of foreign students, and right now, all the visas should be on hold. Sorry, all full up. Take the next country, please. Until we get a handle on our country back, because we have a runaway government and we have a runaway nation. And if you want to get elected president tomorrow, all you have to do is say you'll legalize weed and you'll win in a landslide. But we don't learn. In 2010, we can turn this government on its head. We can stop all of these leeches from taking our last dollar. But no, we're not going to do that. We're going to go back and elect the same crooks again. Following this trial of Colonel Chesani, I just got a brief review of what's taking place. It appears that there's a lieutenant general that's hell-bent on breaking this man. And it's really sad. And this lieutenant general was in Fallujah once. I think the lieutenant general should be on trial. And I'd like to know his affiliation, his political affiliation, and all who his friends are, and who he's working for, and what job is promised him down the road. That's sad. And another thing that was sad, they were showing the Pentagon getting hit by the hijacked plane. And I had a thought this morning that disturbed me. Not one Air Force fighter jet over New York for cover. Not one Air Force fighter jet over the Pentagon for cover. Not one Air Force fighter jet over Shanksville, Pennsylvania for cover. even if they got there late. They never showed for work. That's three failures on 911 by the U.S. Air Force. Three total failures in three different locations. Isn't that give you pause for concern? What says they can show for work tomorrow? Have they done any drills? I don't think so. Would they do it on paper? That's really sad. I listened to Mike Savage, who is not there this week, and he had somebody on to take his place, who was pretty good. And he kept bringing up Admiral Lemon. And this Admiral Lemon should not be in charge of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm sorry, he doesn't have a door-to-door combat experience, and he's going to get a lot of GIs killed. He's a pacifist, and he doesn't belong in charge of the military. And all he's doing is giving guarantees to Al-Qaeda that they'll have an easy time of it. And he's threatening his own troops with court-martial if they shoot in their own defense. Admiral Lemon, as I call him, should have to go on the first patrol as point man. And then let's see what kind of admiral he becomes. And if he's too slow, we could put him in a wheelchair with a mind detector, and the Marines can give him a push. There is one Democrat whose son was serving in Iraq, and he was a veteran, but he's a John Murtha soldier, and he was bragging that he wears his son's combat boots around Washington when he goes to the Senate. And I said to myself, yeah, and there's this poor son barefoot in Iraq. Typical Democrat. Democrat, I'm sorry. The last Democrat was Harry Truman, who they hate. Yeah, the Clintons pardoned the guys that tried to kill Harry Truman. That's how much the Democrats hated Truman. He was too honest.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a yuletide valentine. Back home I go to those I know for a Christmas auld lang syne. And as we gather our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne.
When sleigh bells ring and choirs sing and the children play their song,
Christmas, auld lang syne.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
In sweet accord, we thank the Lord.
If you know somebody's a Christian and you don't wish them a Merry Christmas, don't say anything. Do not say Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays is like saying F you to a Christian. Caesar's greetings like saying up yours. You think about that. And the next time, don't say anything. If you can't say Merry Christmas, we sing his praise this day of days. You think about that. Don't insult somebody with Happy Holidays. That's like saying, oh, look, you got us on your shoe. I opened up with saying, what is it, Tiger Woods is up to 11 women now? Oh, wait a minute, he's getting ready to do the back nine. You think old Tiger has had the course? Is this par for Tiger? That Saturday Night Live comedian, Kenan Thompson, he should really do Tiger Woods again. As a matter of fact, I think if I met Kenan Thompson, I'd say, hey, aren't you Tiger Woods? Those cell phones can get you in trouble. That's why I always use the can with the string. How come nobody's asking why we can't rebuild the World Trade Center after 8 years? After 8 years. The Marshall Plan rebuilt Germany in a couple of years. And we can't resurrect the two buildings. How sad. And I know it's not the fault of the steel workers, that's for sure. That's the fault of bureaucrats and greed and greedy bastards fighting over the cut. Let me say once again, you've got one shot at getting your country back and only one shot. After this, it's all over. These people are now, they're using the EPA to write legislation. They're bypassing themselves. Every day, the Senate and the House lose control. It's unbelievable. The inmates no longer run the asylum. We got to get rid of everybody. Newt Gingrich has got to go. Any Republican that thinks he's going to waltz in because Obama has flopped has to go too. Because all we're going to get is we're going to get communism heavy and communism light. And I don't want either. I want a patriotic country back. I want one nation. Whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we're all the same. We got to be American, and we got to look out for each other, and we got to take our country back. We got to America for Americans, and that's it, man. Get some national pride, and put an end to all this communism and the infection of division, divide and conquer. When you got Cubans being turned, when you got Puerto Ricans being turned against Cubans, and Haitians being turned against Cubans, you know we got a problem. You know that that communism has infected the body politic and the people of the nation. When we're pointing fingers at each other instead of pointing fingers at the culprits, you know we've been had. We got to put an end to it. And the first thing we got to do is save the kids. We cannot let them be thrown to the wolves. Got to save the kids. Got to save marriages. You got to do away with drugs. Can this marriage be saved? Get rid of the drugs. Include Jesus in your Christmas and you'll have a great Christmas. And you'll get that glow that you once had as a young person.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
I feel you so close.
you like that sound? You know, all those guys play trombones? That's the four freshmen. And the Beach Boys liked their sound, and they used their sound in creating their own harmony. But the four freshmen are the tops.
Look homeward, angel. Tell me what you see. Do the folks I used to know remember me? Look homeward, angel. Find my lady fair. Does she dream about the love we used to share? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? Must know, do her empty arms still yearn for me alone? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her?